Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Longtime Fort Pierce resident Margie Williams has deep roots in the town of Wabasso in Indian River County. She remembers buying sticks of licorice in a boarding house that her great-grandmother, Alice Eby, operated near Wabasso's train depot. Margie was born at home. The house near Carter's Dairy had an outhouse and no electricity.
We had lamps. We'd light them every night. We played Parcheesi and told stories, and we had friends over, and we just had a good time.
You made your own fun.
Yeah, we did.
In 1935, Margie and her family left Wabasso and moved to Fort Pierce. Her father worked as a foreman in a citrus packing house. She's never forgotten the hot August day when her family headed south.
We came to town, and we had chickens in the car, and four kids hanging out the windows. We looked like the Beverly Hillbillies. I wouldn't want anybody seeing us today. But anyway.
It got you here.
I know.
When you moved to Fort Pierce, you had electricity for the first time?
Right. It was nice. We had ice delivered. We didn't have an electric refrigerator, but we got one later.
In Wabasso, did you have ice?
No. I don't remember any ice, but I know we did in Fort Pierce.
That would have been a great breakthrough.
I know. I can still see the ice men carrying it with the tongs all around the house and putting it in the refrigerator.
Now, how long would a block of ice last?
Did we eat it?
Or it melted?
Yeah, we used it. We had iced tea, and we couldn't keep ice cream too long. I know my mother bought some ice cream, and nobody else wanted any at the time, so she had to eat it all because it wouldn't keep in the refrigerator.
Was the ice delivered year-round?
Oh, yeah. You have to have ice.
But you didn't have it in Wabasso.
No, you're right. We didn't. Kids would all run behind the truck, and he would hand out little slivers.
Oh, I bet that felt great on a hot summer day.
You're right. It would. There was a grocery store in the arcade building where Ranchland used to be, and we'd go there nearly every day and buy groceries so we could have fresh meat and not have to worry about it spoiling. I know my sister and I used to have to go after school and get the groceries. And we didn't lock our doors, and we didn't keep our windows shut. Nobody worried about anything back then. We used to go and play hide-and-seek in the arcade building.
So you got kicked out?
Yeah. But usually we didn't hurt anything. We just had a good place to play. We'd go to the 7th Street Park and play at night. So we had a good time.
When you were a little girl, did you ever ride the train?
Yes, we did. In fact, we used to ride from Fort Pierce to Vero on the train so we could go to the beach because we couldn't use our beach during the war. It was just for the Navy. Everybody knew everybody back then, and we just had a good time together. On Saturday nights, the stores were open until 9, and everybody'd park on 2nd Street and visit. It was just good.
What's the greatest advance you can think of from your early days till now in terms of technology? What are you most grateful for?
Air condition. And, well, electricity.
Margie Williams and her late husband raised their own family in Fort Pierce. She's lived in the family home for 6 decades. Listen to past Flora Days shows anytime by going to WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Well, that's a place I long to be.